Welcome back to Vanguard Radio. I'm your host, J. Richard Jones. In the show today, we are excited to speak with Nigel Stewart from BAE Systems. Nigel led BAE Systems' successful bid for Australia's SEA 5000 Hunter-class frigate program. We will talk about BAE's Type 26 for its Hunter-class frigate and the connection to the Canadian Surface Combatant program. Hi, Nigel, and welcome to Vanguard Radio.
Hi, John. Very grateful to be here.
Thank you for joining the show. Nigel, the Type 26 is a fairly new design. As we know, it's currently under construction in the UK. Can you share with us a status update of that, and when will the first ship be ready to enter into service?
Yes, sure. So the Type 26 is the UK Royal Navy's replacement for the Type 23 anti-submarine warfare frigates. The program's been in the design phase for 5 or 6 years now, where we have a joint MOD, Navy and industry team. We've got about 1,000 people on the program today. The ship, first ship, cut steel in July 2017, so just over a year ago now. The first ship will go into the water around 2020, 2021, and will be delivered around 2025 to the Royal Navy. So all going well, and we're very pleased with the program.
Oh, that's great. As I understand it, there's a certain degree of digital technology that is part of the design process for this ship. Can you share a little more about the process and quality control with our listenership?
Yeah, sure. This is the first ship that we've designed in the digital environment. And what we mean by the digital environment is, as well as the design, all the product data, all the product information is all stored and shared in one secure digital model. What that allows us to do is have much better configuration control across all the kind of parts, the design. It allows us much easier to be able to share and work with suppliers and other manufacturers, and it will give us massive through life benefits in terms of understanding exactly the build standards of the ships. Each ship that we build will have a digital twin, so we'll know exactly the build standard, the configuration, and any through life modifications for it. And the benefits to kind of Australia and Canada, and if Canada select the Type 26 as well, is it's just so much easier to transfer the technology when we can do it digitally rather than having to have paper drawings or multiple bills of material. So there's significant benefits from it. And the UK has invested, you know, £200 or £300 million in the technology, which is really going to help the program and hopefully help our partners as well as we go forward.
Well, that's excellent. It adds to the consistency and the quality and most likely cost efficiencies as well. The Type 26 was also recently selected for the Australian frigate program. Can you tell us about the process and what are some of the unique capabilities that position the Type 26 above the rest of the competition?
Yeah, sure. So the Australians are recapitalizing their naval fleet. So they're buying submarines, OPVs and frigates. And the Type 26 was competing against the Fincantieri Frem and the Navantia, the Spanish ship for the C5000 frigates. What Australia were looking for is two prime things. Is firstly, they wanted a high-quality anti-submarine warfare ship. And secondly, they wanted to use the size and scale of the program. It's going to be a $35 billion program there to really invest in continuous naval shipbuilding in Australia. So as well as just building the ships, making sure that they had the sovereign capability in the future to design and build. The Type 26 was selected primarily on its capability. When the Prime Minister and the Defence Minister announced the selection a couple of weeks ago, it was very clear that Type 26 was the highest capability of the three ships in the competition, and that was the prime reason for the selection. Second reason was that we got a really good Australian industrial content and our long-term vision for how we were going to work in Australia to develop not only the shipbuilding capability, but the design capability and the ecosystem within the suppliers. And they were the two main reasons that we were selected.
Since there's not a Type 26 ship in existence yet, some have said that the design has not been tested and proven, and it's just all a paper ship design. What would you say to your critics?
Well, first thing I'd say, John, it's definitely not a paper ship. It's a digital ship. Paper was gone in the past, so we're not using paper. I actually think it's one of our greatest strengths, and the reason I say that is the UK programme is running 5 years ahead of the Australian programme. So we cut steel in 2017 in the UK, and Australia will cut steel for full production in December 2022. Canada will run in similar timescales. So the beauty is, and by the time we cut steel on the first Australian ship, there'll already be three under construction in the UK. So basically the first Australian ship will be the fourth of class. Now the benefits thereof is the ship will be de-risked in the UK. So running 5 years ahead, you'll get the benefits of de-risking under the UK programme, but then there'll be significant benefits in there'll be a live supply chain, a live design team, but also it'll be a very modern ship. So a ship that's in the water today may have had a design that, you know, that it's was initiated maybe 15 years ago. So we think the kind of the drumbeat and the timescale of the overlap of around 5 years gives the benefits of a very modern ship, but also with the benefits of it'll be de-risked in under the UK programme.
How much of a factor would you say is the experience that the Australian team has in building ships as well to deliver a product that is going to do what it says and take it from paper to the end result?
Well, the Australians have got some great capability already. They're already building the air warfare destroyer in the Adelaide shipyard, and that's the shipyard where we'll be building the Hunter class, the Type 26 frigates. So they've got a very capable workforce already in the build side. They've got some great combat system capability in Lockheed, Raytheon, Saab down there. What they don't have is the design capability at the moment. So we're very confident that there will be a good workforce there. But what we can do is we need to bring more in terms of design skills, sovereign design skills, and also the significant areas in the supply chain where the investment over the kind of nine ships of the Hunter class will really allow some great capability to be able to be produced and be available in Australia on things like propulsion systems and some of the kind of sonar and underwater systems. So I think it starts from a really good position, but over the $35 billion program, we know we're really going to be able to grow that over the next 20 or 30 years as well.
With the ongoing construction in the UK and recent selection by the Australian government, I guess there are many learning outcomes. Can you share with us what are some of the key learning takeaways from the programs that could be applied to Canada for the Canadian surface combatant?
I think over a number of years now, certainly in the UK, what we found is that these programs are extremely complex. You know, they're complex design, they're complex builds, complex politically as well. And 10 or 15 years ago, you know, where the UK started is that it tried to transfer all the risks from government into industry in a single shot, and we found that that didn't really work. And the complexity of the programs need, they're going to be executed successfully by real collaboration across the Navy, the government, and the supply chain. So as we've gone on programs like the aircraft carrier in the UK, which is built under an alliance construct, where there's BAE, Babcock, Thales, and the government also in the alliance, it's a much more powerful way of delivering the complexity if you're operating in a collaborative environment as opposed to a more traditional or confrontational environment. And I think the learning that, you know, we hope to be able to take into Australia and hopefully to Canada as well, we'll be sharing some of that kind of transparency and the collaborative nature of how we run the programmes. And I think then there's great learning across the nations as well. So not only can Australia and Canada learn from the UK can learn from Australia and Canada as well. And I think that will be a key to a programme of this length, complexity and duration will be collaboration.
The other word we keep hearing a lot about is capability. In terms of these programs and the build, how much of a role does that play?
I think capability is the number one issue. So for any Navy or government, I think the priority is, you know, if you're sending men and women to sea, you want to make sure that they're going to return safely and they've got the best capability. And certainly in the Type 26, in terms of the capability to both fight the ship in terms of submarine hunting and in terms of its capability for kind of multi-missions, whether it be humanitarian operations, capability is just absolutely paramount. And it was the single biggest issue that Australia selected on, and it was the single biggest design criteria for the Type 26 ship by the Royal Navy to make sure that it had superior capability.
I think this program's also created quite a number of jobs and offered opportunities for apprentices and grads. Do you have any stats that you can maybe share with our listenership?
Yeah, the beauty is when you get a program, John, of this duration, whether it's UK or what we're doing in Australia, is that when you've got a 20, 30-year program, you can really invest not only in the infrastructure but in the people. So, for example, in Australia, we've committed to training of over 1,000 apprentices over the course of the program. We can bring in, you know, the learning we can bring in for kind of young people, and also the ability to then work across multiple locations, multiple countries, just makes it more of an exciting proposition for people to work in. So, you know, we've absolutely at the heart of our proposals, both in the UK and in Australia, are about the young people and how we can take apprentices and university careers forward.
That's great to hear. We've had the privilege of speaking with Nigel Stewart, the SEA 5000 Managing Director. I'd like to thank you, Nigel, for sharing with us more information about BAE's Type 26 ship design. It's certainly been very insightful, and hopefully it gives our listeners a better understanding of your offerings and capabilities.
Thanks, John. I've enjoyed it.
It's been a pleasure.